Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today we are broadcasting from the most beautiful state in the Union. That would be Michigan, the Great Lakes State. The weather is just phenomenal today, and I hope it is where you are too. This is Thursday, June 30th. We're going to be talking about the causes and natural cures for those nasty, miserable knots in your upper back. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach, and you can always find more information at simplebackpainrelief.com. Simplebackpainrelief.com. First, we're going to talk about several causes of those knots in your back or spasms, muscle spasms in your upper back. Then we're going to talk about some ways that you can get rid of them. There are always reasons when you have pain. There are always reasons. You have a logical body. Your body works in certain ways. It follows certain natural laws. So there are reasons why you have pain in your upper back. It's not because you need aspirin, and it's not because you need an injection, and it's not because you need something cut out, but there are definitely causes. Sometimes we overlook the causes, and we think that we're just getting old. Well, you're not just getting old. Maybe you had medical tests, and those test results showed there were changes in the bones in your neck or back. Maybe your doctor said those changes are causing your back pain, muscle spasm, neck pain. Maybe. But if they took a picture of any of our backs, we'd all probably have some kind of changes. But we don't all have pain. And muscles move bones. And bodies change all the time. That means the test results that you had yesterday, those results might be totally different if you had them again next week or even tomorrow, because bodies can change for the better, too. So changes might be visible in your bones, but those changes may not be causing your upper back pain. But the same things that are causing your upper back pain could be causing those changes in your bones, you know, because your body likes to be balanced. It likes to be strong, straight, upright, good posture. Little kids, great posture till they go to school. Then, you know, some of them start to lose it. Depends how much sitting time they have to do. But as long as they're free to run around, play, slide, jump, hang from trees, do all those things that little kids do, hey, that makes me think, why don't they have playgrounds for grown-ups? Maybe they do. Maybe we just don't go to them often enough. Anyway, little kids' muscles are balanced, and your muscles can get more back in balance, too. So here's some of the most common causes for that upper back pain and those knots in your back. Your muscles. If you stretch them a little bit too much, or use them in one position for a little bit too long, or let them get even shorter and tighter for a long period, then they cure too, your muscles can cause pain. This is how muscles let you know they're unhappy. They cause discomfort for you. So here's some of the common ways that are commonly overlooked that muscles get unhappy. Maybe some of these will sound familiar to you, like something that you're doing and something that you can change. If you sleep with too many pillows that push your head forward or sideways, That can cause muscle spasms and knots in your back. The idea is to keep your head as close to a neutral position as possible. That means your head should be over your shoulders, not out curved in front of them, and your neck should be supported with a little small roll to keep its natural curve. If you are sleeping on your back, pushing your head way forward, you're stretching those muscles in the upper part of your back, making them crabby. They don't like that. If you're sleeping on your side and your head is tilted to one side or the other, that makes the nerves in your neck unhappy. They don't like that. So try to prop your head in as neutral a position as possible. You want your back to be relatively straight while you're sleeping, not all curled up in a ball, not all curled up forward. If you watch TV or drive in a car seat as a passenger or a driver, that tilts your back backward, but it forces your head to move forward. That'll strain your upper back muscles. It'll give you a headache, too, if you're prone to headaches. If you are working on the computer or on a project for a long time, maybe you wear bifocals. If you have to lift your chin and tilt your head back, the muscles at the back of your skull and your upper back will get tight and they're going to complain. Also, the muscles on the sides of your neck will probably be unhappy and they can give you a headache. They can also give you those knots in your back. Did you know that the muscles in your neck can cause muscle spasms by your shoulder blades? You bet. If your back has become weak, remember when you were a little kid, you probably had a nice strong back. You were nice strong all over. You were using all of your 600 and some muscles all the time. But sometimes when we grow up, we get around to using just 60 or 70 or so of our muscles all the time instead of those 600 some. That weak back lets your head move forward too far and it creates a rounded upper back. That overstretches your upper back muscles. It causes other problems too. Your back muscles complain then by giving you spasms or knots or uncomfortable feelings around your shoulder blade, your between your blade and your spine, at the top of your shoulders. That position also squeezes the muscles and nerves at the base of your skull when your head is moved too far forward, and that causes more discomfort. If you hunch or lean to one side when you're seated, that's going to cause upper back pain too. You know, you've probably seen people who lean over onto one side. They lean onto one hip instead of sitting directly on their two sit bones. That will cause upper back pain too. So what else causes upper back pain? Computer games, because you're spending so much time at the computer and you're so involved in what you're doing, working on the computer too, that you forget about your body. You might not even remember you have a body, but you do, and you have to take care of it. Mousing can cause a computer, using your computer mouse can cause knots in your back, because you always have one hand stretched down in front of you. Keep your elbow close to your waist, as close as possible, and keep your elbow in a 90-degree angle, and keep your wrist straight. So if you keep your wrist straight, keep your elbow at 90 degrees or slightly more open, and have your elbow hanging straight down from your shoulder as close to your waist as possible. And instead of stretching, it's the stretching that does it. That'll help avoid mousing pain. And when your muscles are out of balance, boy, oh boy, oh boy, will they give you pain. Try to pay attention to the times of day when your upper back spasm or knot bothers you the most. You might start to discover what's causing it. Sometimes you just have to be a detective. So when you figure out what causes your knot, that's half the battle. Painful areas between your spine and shoulder blades are often caused by too much reaching, stretching in front of you. The muscles in the front of your body then get short. They pull on your shoulder blade from the front. It pulls on the muscles that go toward your spine and causes them to go into a specialized type of spasm or contraction. And it's a whole vicious cycle, fighting muscles in the front of your body and the back of your body. When your back muscles are strong, they are more likely to be able to hold their own against those short, strong front muscles. If you correct the positions that you use that cause your symptoms, that'll help too. Part of your education is you have to figure out what's causing those knots in your back. I'd love to help you do that. Be a detective. Consider massage therapy. But you have to know that all massage therapists don't understand how bodies actually work, just like all doctors don't. Not something we learn automatically in school or in medical school or in massage school. We learn a lot about muscles, but not about how they cause pain. So select a therapist carefully. Some understand how bodies work and help people get out of pain, but other people don't. They just try to blast away on that knot or give shots into that knot. Sometimes that knot cannot relax, just cannot relax, because the knot is only a symptom. It's not the problem. You have to get rid of the cause. You have to get rid of the problem. It doesn't help to have somebody blasting away on your knot for an hour if it cannot relax. You're going to end up still having the knot, and you're going to have bruises too. You have to educate yourself so you understand how your body works. Bodies are really logical. I love bodies. Bodies are not high tech. That's why I love them. They are low tech. When you understand the reasons that you hurt, you can take the steps you need to take to get out of pain naturally. Your muscles don't like to be knotted up, but they need help from you to get better. And it doesn't matter whether you call them knots or muscle spasms or contractions. The fact is, they do hurt, and you can get rid of them. I want to thank you for joining me today at painreliefradio.com. I hope I've answered some of your questions about those miserable knots in your back and how to get rid of them. Next week, Friday, July 16th at 3 p.m., we're going to be talking about headaches and head pain. What are the causes of your headaches and head pain? And how can you get rid of them simply and naturally? This is Catherine Merrow. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. For more information about getting rid of your knots in your back and your back pain symptoms naturally, go to simplebackpainrelief.com. That's a website, simplebackpainrelief.com. Today is Wednesday, June 30th. Remember to take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better.